Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Well, we just got an early Christmas present, didn't we? One of the biggest mortgage rate drops in history just happened. Of course, we've been dealing with these higher interest rates over the past year to almost 2 years now, and it's been devastating for housing. It's what, not devastating, here's what it's done. It's put everything in a holding pattern, right? So all of those investors who wanted to jump in and buy rental properties had been sitting on the sidelines pushing off that purchase because of interest rates. It also kept people in their homes longer who didn't want to sell and make that move because they thought, well, I'm never going to get an interest rate like this again, right? They're at 4% and like, well, we might as well just stay here for another few years. Can you imagine literally keeping your whole life on hold for a year and a half while you have to deal with what the Federal Reserve does? And it also created this massive bottleneck of properties. There's enormous demand for people to buy properties. We have not enough properties across the United States. We need 5 million single-family homes. We don't have them. And so there's enormous demand. And the thing that's been artificially kind of keeping it all bottled up like a fizzy bottle of soda is these interest rates right now. So we just saw one of the biggest two-day drops in rates, mortgage rates in 2 decades over the past few days here. And this is amazing for the 30-year fixed rate. Now, obviously, all of this comes because of the Federal Reserve's decision. Jerome Powell this week talking about the economy, talking about where things are going, no expected rate hikes coming, and now we could see rate drops as early as March from the Federal Reserve. And of course, then everything went into overdrive. The stock market exploded. Gold got excited. And, you know, this is really, this was a similar, something similar to what we saw. If you look back, actually, no, I should say this is unlike anything we've ever seen, quite honestly, going back to record keeping decades. In fact, we haven't seen anything like this. So when you have this massive move in mortgage rates, there's always going to be, I think, an excitement level of people rushing out to maybe finally decide to make that purchase or sell their home because now they have the ability to get a new mortgage and it's not going to be as out of whack. They're at 4%. If it's at 6%, they can deal with that and they can always refinance later down the line as rates continue to drop. I will say, again, we're at the holidays here, right? We're, what, today's the 18th, right? So we got a few days until Christmas. And no one moves during the holidays, right? No one wants to move during the holidays. Very few people want to list their home during the holidays. You've got Christmas presents out and you don't want people walking through your house, realtors walking through your house. You're not going to do open houses and all of that stuff. So the holidays are always also an artificial period of restriction. People don't want to move. They don't want to change schools. They want to hunker down and enjoy the holidays. That's the way it's always been in real estate. Now that, coupled with the fact that we just saw this massive rate drop, the largest rate drop in decades, is setting us up for an explosive spring. I've been saying this before, and now I've gotten confirmation on the part of the Federal Reserve, we are going to see an explosive spring in real estate. I'm talking prices going up, bidding wars breaking out, people trying to sell their homes, jump across the country and make those moves that have been pent up demand for a long time. So I really think that we're going to see a crazy spring. And that's why I've been trying to beat the drum, guys, from an investing standpoint. I mean, if you are ready to make a purchase on an investment property, you found one that you've identified, you're ready to make a purchase, but the interest rates have been a little bit higher than you would have liked, whatever. Don't worry about the interest rates. You can always refinance later. But what's going to happen is the prices are going to go up. So if you're making, I'm going to throw out a number. Let's say you're buying a rental property for $250,000, okay? Brand new construction, whatever it is, right? Well, guess what? The prices are where they are right now, but imagine what's going to happen in the spring when there's an explosion. Those prices are going to go up. You're going to see bidding wars breaking out, multiple offers on properties, and it's going to be highest and best offer. It could be $30,000 higher than you're expected to pay on the property because of the pent-up demand. So I'm just saying, prepare for what's coming, guys. In the next few months, if things continue on this path, and if the Fed does what they're saying they're going to do, and the Fed watchers are predicting, we are going to see an explosion in the spring. Mark my words, you heard it here. Welcome to the show, everyone. Today's our Q&A episode. But I wanted to bring you that very latest news because bringing you this over the, you know, one of the biggest two-day drops in rates in decades is big news. But we're going to get to your questions here on this pre-Christmas edition. I hope you guys are doing well. Like I said, it's the 18th of December. So got a few days until Christmas. Hopefully you've done some of your Christmas shopping, or maybe not. Maybe wait till the last minute and you do it. You can get away with that these days. I mean, it's crazy with like Amazon delivery stuff. You can get it like same day delivery. It's insane. It is insane. But all right, we're going to take some of your real estate related questions today. You can go to our website, go to morrisinvest.com, click on the microphone icon that's on the right side of your screen there, and you can leave us a 30-second voicemail question. We'll get to it today. We've got three questions from you guys, and we will get to those. Also, while you're on the website, if you're interested in investing in real estate, that's what our team does. We build brand new construction rental properties in the best jurisdictions in the country. And our team will walk you through the entire process and hold your hand. We've got over 200 different lenders that we work with in order to make that happen. So our team is fantastic. There's a big book a call button when you're over at morrisinvest.com. Click on that. Just put in your name and your phone number and your email, and we will set up a time to speak with you on the phone. Okay, first question today. Let's take this one from Tim.
So you get a couple of properties in a self-directed IRA. How does the payment for that to the loan happen? Does it just come out of the IRA, or are you having to do something else?
All right. Thanks so much, Tim. So again, our team can help you get set up with a self-directed IRA and walk you through that process. Your mileage may vary based on what your structure looks like. So a lot of people, if they have a self-directed IRA, they use a portion of it maybe for the down payment, and then they're getting a bank loan for the remaining balance on the property. And of course, that'll be structured differently based on your structure and how your setup, how much you're putting down versus how much cash you're putting down from your self-directed account. Or if you're putting cash down, it can be structured a little bit differently. But of course, if the loan is inside of your self-directed account, then yes, the self-directed account is going to be making the payment. And that it will be handled inside of the account through your custodian, and it'll be handled that way inside of your self-directed account. So again, but it could be a little bit different based on your unique situation. And if you're using a non-recourse loan and how that's structured as well, because it'll be through an LLC name as well. So again, multiple variations here, but you're asking a good question. The question really is, can I make the payment myself? Can I make my tax payment myself? Can I do all of those things myself? And the answer is no, you cannot. Remember that inside of your self-directed IRA, the self-directed IRA itself has to make the tax payments. It has to pay the contractor to fix the toilet, right? All of those things have to be facilitated at arm's length through the self-directed account. That's why you have a custodian that helps you set that up. So that's a very, very good question. But again, it comes down to a couple of factors. And so I would recommend you talk with our team on the phone about how that's broken out and separated, Tim, so that you're in accordance with the law. And of course, you're getting your mortgage payments done on time. So just book a call with our team, Tim, and we'll take care of you on some of the finer details based on your situation. All right, Johnny has a question.
Hi, Clayton. Can you provide a full list of those landlord-friendly states? So that way, when I start investing in the real estates, I know which one, put my investment into. And while also, do I need to do something periodically, with my assigned agent while I'm working a full-time job. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for the question. So let's, I'm not quite sure I understand the second part of it, but I think, you know, what's most important to understand for landlord-friendly states, you know, and this kind of changes based on regulations and laws. So what do we look for in landlord-friendly states? Well, I want lower taxes, okay, right? As a landlord, I want to have lower taxes, fewer taxes. I want to have less security deposit regulations, like what sort of security deposits from a tenant am I taking with that from the tenant and with the property management team? Shorter eviction process. So if I have to evict a tenant, am I going to be having to hire lawyers and sit there for a year while they don't pay, like in California and other places like that, like Oregon, right? Am I going to have to sit there for a year and not have any rent coming in while this person is living in my house, not paying rent? And I'm going through an eviction process. This person basically gets to live there rent free. And people will take advantage of those laws in those states. Make no mistake about it. There are what we call professional tenants. And I experienced this in New Jersey when I made the mistake of owning rental property in New Jersey, which I will never do again. New Jersey not being a landlord-friendly state. New Jersey had laws in place that you had to hire lawyers. You have to hire lawyers in order to go through an eviction process. You can't just do it yourself. So now you're paying lawyers thousands of dollars to get a tenant out of the property and go through that process. And it can take many, many months. And what you have tenants who will move into properties knowing that that process will take many, many months, and they will lie on applications, et cetera. And then they will basically, as soon as they move in, stop paying. And now they're in the property and there's nothing you can do about it. And yeah, you have to go through an eviction process and they're sort of like professional tenants, you know, hopefully like their record catches up to them. And you're, you know, at least, you know, a property manager is able to do a good background check, running their social security number and all of that, credit check to make sure that this person is not a professional tenant and hasn't done that before. Now, hopefully that can get flagged. But if you don't have a property management team that does proper background checks, some of these professional tenants can squeak through the cracks. You want to definitely be aware of that. So, all right, let me just give you like a few states here that I think are, maybe I'll give you like a top seven list of states here that are most landlord friendly. One of the top ones on our list is Texas, the state of Texas, where we build a lot of our new construction properties. So if you're interested in working with our team, we can, that's why we build them there, because they are very landlord friendly. Also in the state of Missouri, landlord friendly. The state of Alabama, highly landlord friendly. Arizona, also landlord friendly. Notice a process here. Colorado, again, these are all in favor of business owners and landlords. Eviction processes can happen very quickly. You're not having to wait many, many years to get someone out of a property. You're not losing a ton of money. Florida can also be landlord friendly. However, they do have squatters regulations and rights in Florida. So if someone does squat on a property, you need to be aware of that. But normally you can have an eviction process pretty quickly in Florida. So, you know, you just have to go through that process. I mean, I could go down a list. Kentucky is also landlord friendly. Indiana is landlord friendly. Indiana doesn't fool around. Illinois, surprisingly landlord friendly, even despite the fact that you've got Chicago, but other areas you can, you know, definitely find some landlord friendly results in Illinois, but not as good, again, as Texas and Missouri and Alabama and Arizona and Georgia in those types of states. So those are the tops of the list there. But I would say Texas is one of the, you know, one of my favorites. Alabama also tops on that list. And so when you're going through that process, make sure you inquire with your property management teams to make sure that they are landlord friendly. How long does an eviction process take? You know, do they do full background checks? All of those things you want to make sure your property manager is taken care of. All right, our next question here.
Hi, Clayton. I will be closing on a half-acre piece of property on Kentucky Lake in January. The property is undeveloped right now, but our plan is to put a small cabin on it within 2 to 3 years, hopefully, and turn it into a short-term rental. My question is, would I be able to deduct the cost of that land now, even though it's not showing any revenue until we get a cabin on it? Thank you.
Okay. Well, that's a question I would definitely talk with your tax advisor on, because, you know, if there are improvements that you've made to the land, and I don't know, it didn't sound like you didn't leave that detail on the phone here with me, but if you've made land improvements, created an access road, you've done things like that, right? Those improvements, yes, are part of the improvement quality and then tax deductible. So, but just owning a piece of land is not tax deductible. If you're paying, not that you'd be paying a mortgage on it, well, maybe you would, but I don't know if you had some sort of a land loan where you're paying, you're able to deduct the interest of the land loan to own that, that'd be something that you would be deducting as well. But no, other than if you've made improvements to the property, access roads, you've done something like that, you've made improvements to the land, whether you've brought sewage lines in as well, and if there's been, again, any sort of improvements in that way, you would need to talk with your tax advisor on and how you can deduct those. Because it really comes down to, too, do you own it in your own name? And how are you planning on using this property? What is it designated? And if you've done certain things, like if you put bees on the property, I know this sounds crazy, but honestly, under the most recent tax code, I would encourage you to go back and listen to our episodes with Tom Wheelwright, because he really laid out a lot of the changes to the tax code as it relates to land usage and just even like farmland and being able to put bees on the property. Like, you may even consider doing that right now while you're waiting these 2 years. Okay, Keith, I mean, think about it. In 2 years, you can get those agricultural incentives. So again, talk to a tax advisor who understands the benefits of owning agricultural land, or at least having a portion of that land designated to agriculture. And bees, I know it doesn't take up much space. That's the beauty of it. It's not like you're putting cattle on this land, but just keeping bees can actually qualify. Again, go through the tax code, make sure you're compliant with it. A certain number of bees and a certain number of on the property can qualify. Even like apple trees, things like that. So just, you can actually find like agricultural improvements for you to take benefits of the tax code. And then of course, you can sell the honey. I mean, we have bees and it's amazing. The honey is like the best stuff in the world. And it's not that difficult. And it's something you could check on like once a week to go over to the land. But the tax benefits of doing something right now with that land can be multifold if you just talk with your tax advisor. Again, improvements to the land, how do you intend to use it? Agricultural improvements that you can be using right now. Maybe you put goats on there. You know, you're selling goat cheese or something like that. I know it sounds crazy, but when you actually start looking into the agricultural benefits on the tax code for owning land and land usage, it's off the charts. It really is off the charts. So do your homework on that. And in the meantime, while you're waiting to build this house, there's a bunch of things that you can probably really sink your teeth into. So anyway, I hope you found that useful. But yeah, owning bees is next level. It really is. And it's amazing. The honey is off the charts. I'm telling you, we have just like gallons of honey that these bees have made. And we actually gave it away for Christmas gifts to a bunch of the teachers in our kids' school, like homemade honey. Who wouldn't love that, right? Anyway, just an idea. You're not going to become a honey farmer. Maybe you will. Maybe this will be the thing that changes your life. I don't know. But let us know your thoughts on that. And please leave us a voicemail question. Go to morrisinvest.com. Click on the microphone icon on the right side of your screen. Leave us a 30-second voicemail question. This is going to be the last Q&A for probably for the year, I guess, because we won't have one on Christmas Day. No one's going to want to listen to a real estate podcast on Christmas. You'll probably want to be with your family by the tree, opening gifts or whatever you're doing. Relaxing with the family. So yeah, take some time off. We're going to take some time off around here. Much love to all of you. Thank you for an amazing 2023. I'm telling you, 2024 is going to be off the charts. Look for an explosion in the housing market. Guys, get ready. It's going to be crazy next year. So get ready. All right. We'll see you next time, everyone.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.